This is the Independent, 88.5 FM and 88.5fm.org. It's nice to be here this and I guess every day on the air. My name is Mookie. You are most definitely you. And Roscoe and Etta are in studio today. It's Anna Sharp. No, it's not Anna Sharp. I combined you two as if you were one entity, you know? It's Maya Sharp and Anna Schulze. Welcome to the studio once again.
Hi, thanks for having us.
It's very exciting today because a new EP comes out tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's sort of an album release show tonight in Los Angeles at Hotel Cafe. So by my count, this is the second release that people could get their hands on from Roscoe and Etta, the EP coming out tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah. You are right, sir.
Yeah, and there's a show tonight, and then you're off to San Diego, I want to say?
Yes, yeah. your old hometown.
Yeah, no kidding. We've done some radio in the past down in San Diego. Yeah. I'm surprised you remember that with all the gigs you've played, you know. In recent years.
Well, I remember the important stuff.
You know, no kidding. Well, we still play the song Broken Headlights on the air from time to time. I feel like that's an instant classic.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and it definitely sounds great on the air. So today we're going to get about three songs. We'll talk about the show tonight. We'll talk about the EP, which is coming out tomorrow. Are you going to play all brand new stuff for us today?
We were thinking about maybe doing Headlights and then a couple of brand new ones for you.
That's agreeable. I could agree. I like that a lot. So this is Roscoe and Etta live in our studio. Whenever you're ready, this is the Independent 88.5 FM.
It hasn't rained hard for the better part of 7 months. Everyone's listening. All I see ahead of me are glistening lights. The city stays up at night, droning along like a dissonant song by an amateur symphony. How come I can only tell you that I love you when you're sleeping in the passenger seat? And all the fast cars with the broken headlights run the red lights in the canyons. I can taste it, the rain is coming to clear the air over Los Angeles. Maybe it'll bring the hillside down, maybe it'll flood the streets. Maybe when I tell you that I want you forever, I'm gonna make a fool of me. Oh, I've got the windows down and the heater on my feet and the skies are opening. It's gonna come falling, it's gonna come pouring, I'm gonna say everything. And all the fast cars with the broken headlights run the red lights in the canyons. I can taste it. The rain is coming to clear the air over Los Angeles. The road is winding and it's barely lit. You never know how far you're really gonna get. Oh, but when you live here, you just learn to get used to it. And the fact cars with the broken headlights running red lights in the canyons. Oh, it's raining and the haze is drowning. The air is clear over Los Angeles.
Sitting here listening to some live music in our studio this afternoon on the Independent 88.5 FM. I got goosebumps right here listening to that that version of that song. Broken Headlights was the track.
Thank you.
And Roscoe and Etta are our guests here on the Independent 88.5 FM. Also, we're a sucker for anything that references Los Angeles in a song, you know, or traffic or cars.
They're so easy.
Spend a lot of time in them. So.
Yeah, no kidding. So the new record, or new EP from Roscoe and Etta, coming out tomorrow. Congratulations on that. It's called Blessings, Curses, Anchors, and Wings. Are these some of these songs, have they been left over from the previous sessions, or they were just kind of written in the in between time from?
Yeah, they're mostly all new, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they were actually for the first record in a long time. They were all written specifically for you know for this project, and we set out to co-write a little bit more on this one too.
Right, yeah. With just between the two of you, or you did bring in some others on this EP, correct?
We did, yeah. Yeah. We kind of were curious how our dynamic would change with another writer in the room. And we worked with Mindy Smith on Get Lost, Amy Cooney, mm-hmm. who goes by Ames, on Quiet, which is another cut from the EP, and Gabe Dixon and Park Chisholm.
Right. So like a conscious effort to kind of get you out of your comfort zone and work with some others?
Yeah.
Yeah. We wrote pretty much the entire first album, just the two of us. And so we wanted to kind of see, how we would change, you know, if we had another mind in the room.
Yeah.
And we're really happy with it.
So both of you, Maya and Anna, have been on separate career paths in the past as songwriters and performers, and some of your music has been, you know, featured on TV and film. It's funny, we were talking off the air how your show tonight, basically an EP release, is at Hotel Cafe, and it kind of all comes full circle. Because you met at the Hotel Cafe, is that right?
That's right.
Right. True.
What happened there? How did that all come about?
We actually met at our friend Garrison Starr's show. I had just written with Garrison, and Maya's known Garrison for a long time. I was just hanging out, and Maya went up and sat in on a song, and I think the first thing I said to you was, "Nice guitar."
yeah, you did. I'm like, I'm up here. But
you know, right?
Yeah, but you were all about the guitar, which was Etta,
yeah,
which was half of what turned out to be the band name.
Mm-hmm. Right, so the guitars are called
Roscoe and Etta.
Roscoe and Etta.
Yeah.
And I think I saw on your Facebook page, that has nothing to do with chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, this is a musical project of two individuals. Again, playing Hotel Cafe this evening. There will be some guests in attendance up on stage with you, and that's very exciting. And
then it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, and then off to San Diego for a show. So, you know, what did you two want to play next? And obviously, this is going to be some new stuff.
Yeah, we're going to play the first single off of the new EP.
I woke up with Wild tugging at my sleeve. What's the point in windows if you're never gonna leave? I'm kinda like a fire, I turn to ashes without air, and I can find old friend lonely anywhere. I woke up with a whisper screaming in my ear, whatever it is you're missing has up and left you here. When my devil and my angel are saying the same things, blessings, curses, anchors and wings. No midnight sky, no bridge that I won't burn when I'm across. No slowing down, don't turn around, get right and get out and get lost. Snapshot, something about the flash. Headlights and highways, living dash by dash. breaking down, moving on and pulling up stakes. Wanderlust, yeah, it's just something I can't shake. No midnight sky, no bridge that I won't burn when I'm across. No slowing down, don't turn around, get right and get out and get lost. Curses, my anchors and my wings. I'm sorry for any hurt that brings. No midnight sky, no bridge that I won't burn when I'm across. No slowing down, don't turn around. Get right and get out and get lost and get lost.
Mm-hmm. There you go, brilliantly done live in our studio. Roscoe and Etta, it's Maya Sharp and Anna Schulze, and they brought their guitars along with them today. This is the Independent, 88.5 FM, 88.5fm.org. How do you make it work with Maya living in Nashville and Anna kind of living in Silver Lake? Did you do the postal service sort of Ben Gibbard thing of emailing tracks back and forth?
Well, actually, that situation,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
And that situation is a fairly new, and I just moved at the beginning of this year. So it's actually, we were kind of worried about it, but it actually ended up kind of making our sessions more focused, because when I come to LA again, it's so strange to say when I come to LA, because I lived here almost my whole life.
It's home.
Yeah, it still feels like that. I have to, I spend like a solid week here, and we just focus on the project, or we did just focus on the project. And then when she comes out to Nashville, it's a week of just us working on the song. So in a way, it ended up, I think, encouraging our focus for it.
Yeah.
You can get places a lot faster in Nashville too. So.
Oh my.
I imagine.
There's like more time.
Yeah.
So Anna, you relocated to Los Angeles from Minnesota, right?
I did,
And you did that probably for music. You said you went to the USC, what, conservatory? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I was in their contemporary popular music program. Which didn't exist anywhere else that I'd known of in Minnesota. So that was a way for me to go to school and study music.
When I think about the USC School of Music, I feel like Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is looming around every corner, because he's been highly involved in that program, hasn't he?
Yeah, a lot of players. Like Lamont Dozier was actually one of my first songwriting teachers.
Wow.
Out there.
I didn't know that.
Incredible. And Maya, you relocated to Nashville for music?
Yeah, that's kind of the belly of the beast for songwriters.
Yeah.
And I just I was just starting to feel more like a part of the community there. And I just felt like I had a better shot there. There's just the sensibilities, what how you can make a living there as opposed to here. It took a while, because I was going to Nashville 3 to 5 times a year for about 20 years, and it never quite felt like a place that I could live. And just recently, people who lived in Nashville for years might not agree that it's improved, but from a California point of view, it's more welcoming for the Los Angelians, which is showing itself, because a lot of us are moving there. And
yeah.
There's more, styles of music and like restaurants.
Yeah.
Just like you know, ethnic and cultural diversity, and there just all of that stuff is showing up more.
Do you
and
think
it just
one
made
day,
it more of a home, more of a welcoming place, I think.
You think Nashville is going to be just as not affordable as Southern California soon with all the stuff that's going on there right now?
I mean, it's definitely creeping up.
You know?
Parts of
yeah,
it, for sure.
Yeah, I saw that. But the people that have you know, had property in Nashville for years and years are like, well, hell, I can get four times what I pay, you know?
Yeah.
But then it's a lot of the same stuff that's happening here is probably going to happen there. But I'm not going to worry about that right
well,
now.
Well, I've never been. They do have the Americana Fest every September out there in Nashville. Yeah. And hopefully, I don't know, maybe I could make it out for the next one because I hear good things about that festival. So, Anna, when you go out to visit Maya to do some songwriting in Nashville, what else do you do around town?
Mostly work, to be honest. I feel like it's that. I mean, it's a lot of restaurants, though. There are some great parks, like Shelby Park is right near your place.
Yeah, I'm just a couple blocks off of Shelby. But yeah, I mean, there's so many writers there, and you know, she's already in the circles of some other writers, so I still have to lock her down to get a few days.
What other musical projects are you working on individually at this very moment? Or we're kind of all in on Roscoe and Etta right now, and we've got Blinders.
I think I do a lot of producing and writing with other artists and Ford sync stuff. I had it.
So someone might approach you to write an original song for TV or film. Is that how that works?
Yeah, it's honestly though mostly like you just kind of get in the room and it ends up funneling into that. Like I had recently the iPhone commercial was me like with a group of friends and
that was awesome
in a room. This band Nudes, a friend of mine, and you know it's just you're kind of vibing and it ends up working in more of like an ad world, you know. But always, for me, it always has to come from a place of authenticity.
Did you say iPhone?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that product will be something one day.
It might. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah. And Maya, you've got some side hustles at the moment.
Oh, always. I mean, you know, like we were talking about earlier, I don't know anybody that can just do one thing and survive anymore. I write with other artists out there in Nashville. I'm always kind of building what my next solo effort, you know, will be. It never really stops. And I honestly don't say no very often. Like if there's a new project, if there's a, you know, a prospect of something, then I'm going to see what that is. So.
Yeah. That's a good attitude to have. Again, Roscoe and Etta in our studio. They're playing a Hotel Cafe this evening, sort of an EP release party with some guests joining them tonight. And the new record or the new EP comes out tomorrow, Blessings, Curses, Anchors, and Wings. Last question before we play another song is any artists of the day that you admire that you're listening to right now? Not artists of the past, but contemporary artists, if you will. That you've been paying attention to.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I love? Actually, have you guys heard Yor Smith?
Yeah, she's been in here, actually.
Caroline? Cool. Yeah. She's, I love what she's putting out, and I have a couple friends who play with her, and honestly, she's kind of, I like the local stuff.
It's she performed on Nick Harcourt's show in the morning here a few weeks back,
sweet.
And the video is on our website if you want to check that out later. The one from Yor Smith, it was just her and, you know, a bunch of buttons and keyboards and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
That was my plug for
her. Really. I think the go-to for me recently has been Novo Amor. He's been a thing. Have you checked him out?
No, I'm Googling.
It's kind of a Bon Iver style thing, and it's just like
it's duo too.
Yeah. Well, it was him and Gia. Oh, this is terrible. I'm forgetting her last name. I'm so sorry, Gia, because she sounds amazing. But they have a pair of songs that are just like, whenever I need to either just go all the way down into the depths or be lifted up. For some reason, those songs work. I think he's my recent pick.
Novo I was just curious Amor. to find out what artists of our day are listening to as far as their peers and stuff like that. Roscoe and Etta is here. We're going to get another brand new song, right?
We're going to do the second single. off of the EP. Does anybody send postcards or long love letters? Does anybody call anybody anymore? For worse or for better, oh, these are the days we throw away like they weren't made to last. I wish you wrote me with a pen and signed your name, staring at the backlight. Oh, it doesn't feel the same. I'd beg, I'd steal for something real. I could hold and think of you. Every message, photo gone, but it's not enough somehow. I'm still not moving on. There's one last corner I know I could turn. You just left me something I could burn. Even just an old scrap, a grocery list gone by, something I could light up, watch the smoke rise to the sky. I'm so close to giving up your ghost and never looking back. Every message, photo gone, but it's not enough somehow. I'm still not moving on. There's one last corner I know I could turn. If you just left me something I could burn. I wish you left me something I could burn, just to watch it burn. Raise a glass, strike a match, let the past be past, ash to ashes. Every message, photo gone, but it's not enough somehow. I'm still not moving on. There's one last corner I know I could turn. You just left me something I could burn. I wish you left me something. I wish you left me something. I wish you left me something I could burn.
Well, we got a Roscoe and Etta classic and then two brand new songs for us here in studio today. It's Amaya Sharp and Anna Schulze, and we appreciate you taking the time. We're very excited. I mean, there's actually a lot of shows in town this evening. There's this Tyler Childers character playing the Wheel Turn. Yeah, and there is Tanya Tucker is playing the Troubadour. But I'll tell you, for my money, it doesn't get much better than hanging at the Hotel Cafe. I'll be honest with you. And that's where Roscoe and Etta are performing this evening. And the guitars will be bringing their persons as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, they speak for themselves.
Right. No kidding. Anything else to touch on before we kind of wrap it up here?
I think you hit all the bases.
Yeah.
Well, you have to sign my record. I got a copy of the previous release. And will there be vinyl printed for the new EP?
There, TBD.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right. Fair enough.
We have it for the old answer. One.
This is, again, Roscoe and Etta. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
The Independent 88.5 FM.